Bonjour, pour la radio du cinéma, je suis Jenna Suru. À la 19e édition du Holly Short Film Festival qui qualifie pour les Oscars. Et pendant que le programme de panel se poursuit tranquillement dans la Japan House, nous rejoint au micro Karen Bryson, Director of Monochromatic.
Hello, great to be here. How are you?
I'm really well, considering that I left the panel, which is mostly inspiring, because it's about how you can actually pick up, maybe why everyone is also here for, all the filmmakers with their titles, pick up an Academy Award. Is it a dream?
Oh, absolutely. The ultimate dream, really, isn't it? It's for every filmmaker. Yeah, the ultimate accolade. Yeah, for sure. Alongside a BAFTA, of course, coming from Britain.
You come from London, UK, and you're here in Los Angeles. Your film, Monochromatic, is a beautiful short film where definitely the character is the heart of a film. Coming from London, was it important to you to have such a strong character? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Weirdly, the main character of Grace is the camera. It's almost shot entirely POV, which is the thing that I think makes it a little special, but the only way I could have done it, because it's based on memories. And not nine times out of ten, without a doubt, we never see ourselves in memories at all. And if we do, we've made it up, or we've seen a photograph. So I couldn't shake it on the inception of writing Monochromatic. I could not shake shooting it in this style, even though I realize it's quite risky.
Taking risks, is it important when you're a filmmaker?
Absolutely, without a doubt. It's such a powerful medium, and we have so many instruments and talented people at our disposal. It's silly not to, you know, get the best out of all the new equipment that comes out and all the stuff that people are learning. Risk taking is ultimately the thing to do. Obviously we go back because there are great filmmakers that have preceded us. But I also think to make a mark is taking risks, without a doubt, and see what happens.
Interestingly enough, Karen, I didn't meet you this year on the opening red carpet, though you were actually my one solidified interview, thanks to the amazing publicist of Holly Shorts, London Flair PR, Catherine Lynn Scott. How was the opening, and how do you feel today? We are day three into the festival after the opening. How is your experience here?
Oh, it's amazing. There are times I have to remind myself to pace myself because there's so many incredible things. This evening I have a number of things, including screenings, a thriller screenings at 10 o'clock is the last one, but I'm running from screenings to panels to screenings to panels. So I've now got wise. I bought some nuts. I have a sandwich in my bag because day two I hadn't eaten. I was so enthusiastic about seeing so many things. While I'm here, I've got to make the most of this. I mean, it's wonderful to be part of a festival with such incredible talent. Informative panels. Yeah, it's just incredible.
And last but not least, your film is titled Monochromatic. When, at which phase of the project, did you decide and know that it was an important title?
It came to me out of nowhere, and oddly enough, there was no other title at all that would make it right. It reflects what Grace thinks about the colour of her skin and everybody else's, the colour of their skin. She's innocent. One colour, that's it. And one could argue that monochromatic is one colour with shades in between. That is exactly what six-year-old Grace believes.
Adding colours to life, is it what cinema is doing for you?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a very, very interesting question. Yes, it does. Cinema does add colour to life. I am inspired every day, every single day. I watch a movie or a short or think about something I've seen. So there's not one day that goes by that I don't think about a movie. So if I'm either watching one or I'm thinking about how I was affected by watching one, if that makes sense. Some films stay with me for ages, and I unpick slowly one point each day. That adds colour to my life, for sure. And even films I'm not that keen on, again, I will unpick. Why wasn't I keen on it? What did I feel didn't work? Why wasn't I connected to the characters? What was off-putting? There's lots of things that every single day I'm thinking about film, and certainly that adds colour to my life.
Merci Karen, c'était pour la radio du cinéma.